Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Because we're the three best friends that anyone can have.
Are the three best friends that anyone can have.
Thank you for letting me into your wolf pack.
Wow. Everywhere's supposed to be a rape-free zone. Nobody should be raping anywhere. And with that, hope welcome.
That yeah, welcome. Welcome aboard.
We have a very special guest, Squattin' Wattin.
I bet y'all didn't guess that. Here she is.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Maggie was like,
she was greeting you. She's like a new person in the studio. She is actually giving a warm welcome. Tell me that's not a good trained studio dog.
Thank you, Margaret.
No, she thank you, Margaret.
Maggie's like, that's not my name. Oh boy.
Yeah, so Elaine's in town visiting and we said, obviously she's gonna record with us. Duh.
You had no choice.
This was the only choice that I wanted, and all I want to do are Am I the Assholes?
She was very excited. So we have several Am I the Assholes? So extra long, several spotlight moments for today.
Love it.
Yes.
I told Spencer and Elaine that obviously what?
Oh, no, I'm just fixing my mic.
That obviously coming off this whirlwind last couple weeks on our podcast and the week with Kate, that we needed to do an update because,
yes,
man, it has been crazy. And I told Spencer, you know, for the first time ever, I was on the right side of history with this because I was really vouching for our girl. I was like, leave her alone, justice for Kate. That being said, perhaps we do owe an apology for like talking about random conspiracies and like theories. I was kind of buying into some of them. I mean, I wasn't like overly.
Well, I think there's like when you just don't know and you have all these things that are circulating and we do know how sketchy the firm and whatever can be. I think like it's normal to like discuss.
Of course.
But like, I think some people were, they took it to like
for
next,
sure,
next level, and we didn't do that.
No, we didn't do that. But obviously we would never want to spare. Oh, sorry, Harry.
Wow. I was going to say,
sorry, buddy. We would never want to spread like false rumors or anything like that. But I was telling a client, this is my thing about the whole situation. And it is really sad. She had to address the masses because perhaps she was doing it, earlier than she had wanted. But this is the thing. I love Kate. I don't really care so much about the royal family. I love Kate. I love Diana. I think they are queens and they're just genuine, like class acts. But with the royal family, that would be like our president just dipping out for 2 months and not addressing everybody.
Totally.
You have to address your people and us because we're also nosy and we want to know. But like, really, you have to make some type of an addressing statement. And I feel like the royal family or like the palace, whatever, however they do their stuff, they really failed her in this situation because they did not help with the situation. They just overly let these things get out of control because they were trying to like do damage control. They were doing it in a terrible way, in my opinion. So I'm glad that she finally came forward with what it was. I feel bad, as sad as it is to say, like, I'm glad that she addressed it, but I hate for her that it's cancer. And I hope it is something that will be easily handled. I hope she can do it in private. I think it's gross when people do take it to like the 10th degree. And now they're not even letting her do this in peace. Like, she addressed it. That's what people wanted.
Well, and
move on.
The thing that I kept seeing yesterday when I was on TikTok was, They're making comparisons to this promo video they did.
They're saying it's like AI or something.
Yes. And I'm like, she literally did exactly what everybody was calling for her to do, which was come out of hiding and address what was going on, you know, which she didn't owe anybody like really. I mean, I do think that they do owe people to an extent because they are public servants and they literally live off like tax dollars.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have to give all the details.
No.
You know what I mean? They did give us information, really, when we think about it. She was having a stomach procedure, and she would be back around Easter.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not Easter yet. Like,
yeah. I don't And also, y'all, she can wear the same shirt twice. People are tripping over the fact that it's the same shirt. Relax.
From 2016.
Right. But I love that. Like, right. Kate, she's just like us. And that's why we must protect her. She wore the same shirt twice.
She's like, I love a horizontal stripe.
She looks great in a horizontal shirt.
I was going to say, not the same as me. I cannot fit into my shirt from 2016.
But, you know, like, people, of course, it's not good enough. And for that, I think they need to chill out. They need to move on. She did what she needed to do, or like what they felt like. And now it's there. Pray for our girl. Let's get her back into tip-top shape and leave her alone and let's move on.
Yes.
Period.
Also, I feel like...
Unperiod.
No. Period on that. But I just, as we were sitting here, I felt like I should have given context to the rape song.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do that. Speaking of Elaine.
So, no.
So, okay, you guys, the opening song, please don't freak out. There's a TikTok where this guy is trying to say... like make a point. He makes 0 points. He's like, if gun free zones are so effective, why don't we have rape free zones? And this girl stitched the video and that was her song. Everywhere is supposed to be a rape free zone.
Nobody should be raping anywhere. Hope that helps.
Love it.
So that's what that was.
That does help.
I'm really sorry because like, you know what? I'm sitting here stewing and I'm like, oh my God, out of context.
You got to do it. That is very helpful. Thank you so much. I'm glad she did that. It does help. Please let us stitch her back and be like, that helps so much. And that's on that.
We absolutely should.
Love it.
Okay. So let's catch up. Elaine. Yeah. Talk to the people. What's new? Everybody always asks for updates on you.
I'm still living in New York and I still have no plans to move down here.
She's such a bitch.
I know.
That's just really sad.
It is what it is. So
you need to tell everybody about your experience telling people that you're from New York here. People feel some kind of way.
They feel a big way. I don't know if it's how I'm speaking or if I say at home, I don't know what I'm saying prior, but they go, oh, where are you from? And I say New York. And this one specific woman went, oh. So I said on that, I'm going to be telling people that I'm from Wyoming. And then people thought that that was cool. But isn't I didn't have wild? Anything else to say about Wyoming.
That's so shady, though. Like, damn. Like, you can't even say New York. Like, New York is a cool place. But then you're like, Wyoming. Oh, is it because Yellowstone? That's what it is.
I don't know.
Isn't that where it was?
National Park? Isn't that a different
Montana.
State?
Oh, where's Wyoming? Oh, is it near
I mean, there? Wyoming is its own state.
Oh, yeah.
Near Montana.
But it's there, yeah. I've been to both of those, but it was because we were road tripping. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've passed through.
Okay, but also, I feel like it is because it's cool now to be out there, out west, if you will. And you should just make up this whole ass thing and be like, yeah, I'm a cowgirl.
Yeah, but like the Montana boys.
No. I should have.
Okay, I didn't want to spoil it, but all right, we got him on the phone, so get them dialed in, and they want to talk to you. They got some selling points, girl.
I am from Montana, too. Lend me some sugar.
Not the jingle.
I am your neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like a good neighbor? State Farm is there, but you'll
Elaine.
Be there.
Yeah, but Elaine girl. Is there. Hell yeah.
Except I don't even think they're actually from Montana.
Didn't they go to school there?
Oh, is that
Why
it?
Why do I know that?
Because don't they live in Nashville?
They just moved to Nashville.
Oh, they just moved
KCAF said that he was already moving to Nashville.
KCAF.
Her bestie.
Yeah.
I love Kristen, man. And listen, I told Spencer, I prematurely judged the situation. I mean, I still couldn't get down with a 24-year-old. I'm married and I just don't love a young dude.
Side note, I'm married.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't look at a 24-year-old and be like, oh my God, he's hot. But I told Spencer, I said, when we recorded, I had only seen the one that you had sent me or that we were talking about. And it was so cringe. And then I saw, because I think you had been sending me some or something got in my algorithm. Yeah. He had infiltrated mine. And I was like, okay, all right, fine. He is really freaking cute.
Oh, no, he's hot. There's a couple of those guys that are very attractive.
I can't get past the lip syncing.
That's
it's a hill
it.
I'm dying on.
It's not
on.
The age thing even for yeah. me. It is the boy band lip sync in a line.
Oh no, I saw one of him the other day by himself and I was gonna send it to you and he was just chilling shirtless, obviously. And then he turned around to the camera and he like mouthed Jason Aldean lyrics. And I was like, no, immediately no. Like that is so, like yourself. I just can't make up a jingle. That guy did it about the
Wait, so free zone. So one, I saw another video and it was like a behind the scenes video. So they had set up a camera recording them discussing their video beforehand and then like doing it. And I said, this is more embarrassing than the original videos. And as we're talking shit, I'm realizing that he got nominated for March Madness. So he's about to be in this shit and we're talking my shit. God.
No, we're not. He's cute, but it is cringe. Stop doing that, Mark.
I didn't even know that they're a band. Abused. They're a band?
No, that's so bad. They're not even, that's what you obviously didn't listen to our podcast. So I said, like, what do we call them? Because they're not a boy band. They don't even sing, Elaine.
They lip sync.
But not well.
But it's like, they'll be like four words.
Yeah, they're thirst trap videos where they like half lip sync.
Are they?
And they just get in a line.
Their nipples
and
then say more than they do.
They get in front of the camera, say their four words.
Lick their lip. Like you're going to
lick. Yeah.
You have to lick your lip.
Yep. Do a little lip lick. You lip licker.
But you know what? I remember that commercial. I love that. Who are you calling a cootie queen? You lint licker? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That
commercial?
So are they just TikTok famous?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But March Madness is pretty much, I mean, it's not solely based on looks, but a good portion is. Until you really know their personality. So sure. He's going to do just
you
do fine.
You do get the people that pull out based on personality. But anyway, so not to bury the lead, but by the time you hear this, March Madness is going underway. And Mark,
I also pull out based on personality.
I knew that joke was not just going to sit there like that.
Not with me.
I'm saying.
So March Madness. So all that, you know, fun stuff. Can we circle back, Elaine, to why you have no plans to move down here ever? Or just not now?
Just not now.
You've got things going on.
I've got things going on. I have something coming up, and then maybe after that we'll circle back. But Uwe and I like the idea. I like the idea of settling down near our family, having a family near our family.
I already have you a job here, though.
Yeah.
And your mom, like, they can move here.
It's great.
She won't.
Oh.
I know.
All right. Yeah. All right.
But I can definitely come down, you know, what is it? Biannually? Triannual, like two times a year?
Quarterly.
Oh, quarterly. Quarterly. Triannually is like every other year or every third year.
Quarterly. I could do that too. That would be.
You can't do that. That's the problem.
I can come down more than once or twice a year.
You should do once a quarter, like, you know, do that.
Yeah, like once every 3 months.
Every season.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then you just do that one time for each season, and then you'll be like, oh my God, I love it.
I don't think I would say that in August.
To be fair, I don't say it in August either.
Yeah, but you're about to have a pool. Like, pool parties can go down.
It's true.
August is about to hit different. If you have a pool, it ain't the same.
Game changer. Okay, do we want to get into the Am I the Asshole?
More than anything.
Wow. Elaine got into Gage's Am I the
she Not the dog's poop.
Not the Hershey kiss.
Okay, actually.
Here we go.
Beforehand. Elaine, I'll let you retell the story. Why don't you share it? Go ahead.
Well, we were sitting in the kitchen and there was something brown on the floor, but it looked like a melted Hershey kiss, but smaller than a Hershey kiss. And it even like floop, like a,
not like the Dairy Queen little
poop. Like the Dairy Queen. It looked like that, or like, you know, a
dollop.
A meringue flip on top.
Did. Like someone took a spoon to
Wendy bent down and she said, that's not a toot on my floor. And I was oh my God, what's that accent?
Wyoming.
And I said, smell it. You said no.
Right.
And I just took my finger and dipped it in.
As I was getting a paper towel, mind you, I was not going to make you do that.
I couldn't wait.
I saw.
Somebody was going to step in it. There were two dogs in the kitchen. Mm. There were like seven people. Things were moving. It was a small little area that it was in and we were near it.
You really took one for the team.
I did. And it was poop.
Fisher took one look at Elaine with that shit on her finger and started gagging.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, he did.
He was giggling.
He needs to stop doing that.
What? Sniffing poo?
No. Why did it print a stamp on my floor with his butthole?
Fisher didn't do that?
No. Oh, okay. I thought I was talking about games.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, it was the dogs, y'all, not Fisher's.
Fisher gotta stop doing that.
Fisher's stamping the floor with his anus.
Oh my God, to be clear, it was the dog. It was not Fisher. Thank God.
Just a bunch of adults standing around a kid shit stamping the floor.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're bored. We were bored today. We had to figure out something.
Oh God. All right. First, am I the asshole?
Hyped.
My boyfriend and I picked out a ring, but he still wants to surprise me with a proposal, so we are, quote, unofficially engaged. However, we've been really excited and talking about it a lot to the point where we accidentally started planning the wedding in secret. This way, when we announce our engagement, we'll also have all the details for the wedding. My sister and her fiance got engaged 2 years ago, and there were no wedding plans, but last year she mentioned potentially doing it in 2025 and told us to block out June through September. Maybe I should have said something then, but it seemed a bit silly and obnoxious to be like, I think I'm getting married then too, when we really hadn't made that commitment and she was the one who was engaged. So now we found the perfect venue and the only viable date they had was in August, so we provisionally booked it. While talking to my sister last night, she said she's now thinking about August, so I had to tell her our plans. She got angry because she'd already told everyone not to make plans for those months so that we can be available for her wedding. I suggested she could choose another month since she hasn't actually made plans yet, but I got engaged first, so I should have first choice, is what she said to me. She also says planning a wedding at the same time will split the family's attention, which is bad for both of us, so I should wait until after her wedding to get engaged, but that's going to be a no from me. Her final argument, and the only one that makes me question my decision, is that it's cruel to do this considering I know how long she waited to be able to have her moment, and this is really important to her. She and her fiance have been together for 10 years before he proposed, and I know she'd been waiting for at least 5 of those years. I don't want to hurt my sister, but I really don't see the issue. Yes, it's not ideal, but she's having 20 guests at a destination wedding in Italy while we're having a traditional wedding with 150 guests in the town where I grew up. There won't be guests over overlap apart from immediate family, so as long as it's not on the same day, it should be fine, right? The venue we chose really is perfect for what we want, and I'll be away for work for a big chunk of the year, so that date is ideal. We could cancel and search for a different venue, but I really don't want to. Am I the asshole?
No.
Wow. I mean, you gotta get engaged first though, girl.
I mean, I think if he is also moving full steam ahead and like they're putting down deposits and shit, he's probably serious.
Oh, for about sure, he's doing serious, it, but like, they need to get engaged.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. I mean, they can, even if they get engaged, the next day they can file totally for their marriage license and already be married. And they know what they're doing. That's your plan. Keep your plan. You're not the asshole at all. You're, what was it, her sister or her sister-in-law?
Sister. It's her sister.
Her sister has been engaged for how many years and said, block out these 4 months.
I mean, that's a little aggressive. I agree. That's a little aggressive. But I don't think she's necessarily an asshole, but I do think she needs to get engaged. If they're that serious and they're literally willing to do all these things, go ahead and get engaged. He wants to do it special. Great. Do it in the bathroom when she least expected. Do it somewhere and get engaged and then move forward. But I do agree, like, girl, you've been with your man for a long time and y'all been like planning this wedding forever. Priority wise, make that a priority because your sister definitely is. She didn't even engage. She's planning the wedding, but.
Well, let's just say, also, you can't tell people to block out 4 months of making plans. Like, I get
to 2 years in advance.
I mean, it is right. Italy, though, mind you. So I would need a little heads up. Like, I can't just bebop to Italy next month.
No, I need time ahead, but I'm going to need you to give me a specific date.
Yeah, that's what I think. For sure.
That's what I think we're forgetting.
4 month range.
She already has a date in August. Your sister is thinking, oh, I want to do August. She doesn't even have a date. You do not need to do August. Do July.
Right. She, from the sounds of it, she doesn't have a venue or a date.
No.
She just,
right. Okay.
They're like, she had asked people to kind of block out at some point during that time. And now she's kind of finalizing
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Narrow it down.
Thank you. I don't know what I was trying to say.
If anything, I think that this can help your sister better get a grip on what she wants.
Yeah. Maybe.
Now she knows that she can't do that time. She gave herself 4 months. Now she knows she shouldn't do August.
Pick the other three.
June, July,
right.
Or September.
Yeah.
You have 3 other months to choose from.
Yeah.
Maybe she does it after your wedding because then that can be your honeymoon. You can like zip off to Italy, do her wedding, and then
Yeah, but have, then what and if then go to other areas of Europe that she like made part of that. Well, I guess she. I don't know. I think it depends on the dynamics too of the sisterhood. I'm saying
if they're gonna like honeymoon in like Paris. Okay.
No, I get it, but I'm saying if the sister already feels some kind of way about her like splitting the time frame of like, you know, the wedding planning, you both can't be engaged at the same time because it takes attention away. God forbid you put your honeymoon into her wedding extravaganza. You know what I'm saying? Like it depends on that dynamic, I feel like.
Yeah.
You can't, not that it would be about her, but she'd be going there for the wedding and then turning it. Your sister might be mad at you. I don't know.
I don't know. That's tough. I don't think she's the asshole.
She's not an asshole, but I do understand like getting engaged and then you have every, not that she doesn't. Yes. You can literally plan, you can get engaged and 3 hours later be like, oh, by the way, we just planned our whole wedding on Pinterest. Fine. And it's a technicality, but I feel like if you go ahead and get engaged, the commitment level, not everyone knows your commitment level. Like her sister doesn't know that you are having conversations that are that serious. Like people think all the time they're going to get engaged and it doesn't happen. So get engaged and then be like, hey, like we're engaged. Like I'm planning my wedding. I'm sorry that you couldn't commit in the 10 years to a date.
We've already got this shit planned.
Right. A whole quarter is not going to cut it. Like pick a month, but not August because we're taking it.
Yeah. No, I get it.
God, I'm glad I don't have a sister now. Oh.
Yeah, not an asshole.
Mm. Okay, next one.
Yes. I'm done. Let me get my mints.
Your mints?
Like, really?
You can't be chomping into your mic.
ASMR?
I suck on them.
Absolutely not. Okay, well, don't worry. We'll patiently wait. Yeah, because we hear them rattling. No, go ahead. Do it by the mic. We're already quiet.
ASMR. Speaking of that, while she's doing that, why is everybody doing this? Getting on my damn nerves, tapping and tipping and everything. Well, that's my freaking nerves.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's going to
die. I would die.
I'm going to leave them open in case I want another one.
That doesn't, oh my gosh. Have you noticed everybody tapping everything now?
Well, so that's like, that the tapping has been a thing. And I know, so people started like raging. They're like, in 2024, can we not tap because on everything?
Everybody's doing it. It's different on the ASMR account, but like when everybody's going, I'm going to have my drink. Stop tapping.
Just the leg, you know.
Oh, the glass doesn't do it as well.
I'm so happy to be on Basic Famous.
Oh, you're sitting hit the same. It does. That one's really nice. I'm scratching, I'm purring and pawing and ain't doing anything.
Okay, hold on. I gotta pull it. Okay, next one. My husband and I are both in our mid-30s, been together for over 10 years and married for more than 7. For a couple of years, I've started my own journey with psychotherapy and have discovered over time that aside from some issues stemming from childhood, the majority of time in therapy is spent finding coping mechanisms for my husband's narcissism and childlike behavior. To put things into perspective, up until 6 months ago, I was the only one paying rent, utilities, groceries, cleaning, and whenever I'd ask him to help with chores, he'd throw a tantrum about how it imposes on his, quote, relax time, and then we'd get into fights. We've started couples therapy 6 months ago after I threatened to move out. He's started disgruntedly pitching in with things, but keeps dismissing any complaint I have in the relationship by denying its validity and openly disputing it. Our therapist has repeatedly suggested to him that individual therapy might help the situation, but he has firmly rejected the need and even accused us both of ganging up on him. I'm planning on letting him know during our next session that either he starts therapy on his own or I'm filing for divorce. Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for giving him an ultimatum?
No.
No. Not at all.
Absolutely not. Uh-uh. You've been with this man. You know how he is. He hasn't changed in 10 years. I have personally been in verbally abusive relationships and a physically abusive relationship. You cannot change anyone. Get out.
I agree.
You've said that he's a narcissist. You're in therapy. He said he's not interested in therapy. Leave.
You can't. Yeah, I agree. You can't make somebody. And I feel like the older that we get or the older that I get, I always look back on certain situations, whether it be friendships, relationships, family. It doesn't matter. You and I have talked about it since her.
Yep.
You cannot make somebody want what you want. it doesn't matter what kind of relationship it is. It could be a child. It could be a family member, a friend. You cannot make somebody reciprocate something back just because you want it and you talk to them. And if he's not willing to do therapy, that's the first step in somebody
right.
helping you or like trying to figure out where you're each person's fallen short and mend a relationship. Forget that. It's 2024.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, it's one thing that he agreed to do couples therapy with her. Because that could be a, oh, sure, like, I'll go along with it. Because if he's a narcissist, he's thinking the couple's therapist is going to help the situation because it's her that's the problem. But now the therapist is saying, hey, you need to go to individual therapy. And he refuses to acknowledge that or accept that and actually do it because that would imply that there's something wrong with him.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Narcissists don't always think that. Like, they don't even want to go to therapy because they know that they're the problem. Being a narcissist doesn't mean that you think it's someone else all the time. You sometimes know and you're trying to cover up
right.
for yourself. And you know damn well a therapist is going to call you out on that and you don't even want to go down that road. Uh-uh. Not us being doctors.
I've seen enough doctors. I think I could speak on it.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, no, you're with a narcissist. You've acknowledged that you're with a narcissist. You need to leave.
Do we think that people are always... And this is, again, a term that, like, everybody throws around, but she used it. So I'm assuming it may be, like, a clinical diagnosis. Yeah. But do we think people are just, born narcissists? Or do we think that it can be, like, something that's developed
through experience? Learned. I really believe it's a learned behavior from, like, things in life. Like, you and I, we could all three go through the same stuff. And that does not mean that we're all going to have the same turnout. I think a lot of people... are enabled by people around them. Yeah. I think they use things for crutches and they rely on their shortcomings of how they were raised or whatever. And they start to lean into those and using those. And if you surround yourself with people that gas you up all the time because they feel bad for something, then that's making you fuel that narcissism even more.
Yeah.
Damn, I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I mean, you do. You sound so freaking smart. You should have glasses on.
Look, I know people like this. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Give me some glasses. Give me some glasses right now. But no, I think it really is a learned thing. I think we're all kind of born at a neutral ground. You're not born an asshole.
Right.
You just are. You know?
Well, that's what they've been together so long. I'm just thinking about this. Like, was he this way when they were younger and got together?
Well, they love bomb you. That's the typical narcissism thing. They love bomb the crap out of you and you don't realize it until you're sucked into the net. And then before you know it, they start peeling those layers away and you start seeing who they are. And then by then you're like, well, I'm married. I'm sure she probably feels like, oh, we've been married for 10 years or together for 10 years. Well, why would I leave? Why should I? But like Elaine said, it's not going to change.
Yeah.
Dr. Elaine Watton over here.
Not the government name.
She said Squatting Watton.
Yeah, no. It's fine.
Everybody knows her government name.
Not me being a narcissist and blaming somebody else.
Yeah, literally. She pointed at me real quick. She said Squatting Watton.
I'm like, not me on the defense over here. Wow. Sorry, I didn't even throw her under the bus. I got a little nervous. My face got really red because I was like, oh, shit. Like, it's a live radio broadcast and we can't edit it.
Everybody friends me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Elaine Watton. Okay. It's my government name.
Literally her name. Oh, and then she leaves them in the request forever.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You gotta let them in, girl.
If you just give me a chance, I swear I will answer them as soon as I can. Thank you.
You need a little baby mic and do that. And just do a bunch of the ASMR.
We were talking about this last night. This girl, I think I probably Blue Mondays or something. I think I mentioned her to you like forever ago that she was this ASMR account that I would fall asleep to. Uh-huh. And then I got Robbie hooked on her. And we were talking about it last night. I forget how it came up. And I was saying like my favorite thing that she does is she takes her mic and she covers her.
See why we did our exercise.
We're supposed to be a rape-free zone. So she covers it in saran wrap. And then she covers that in shaving cream and she takes like one of those like beard brush things and she just rubs it over and it makes the best sound ever.
So I'm not a big ASMR person, obviously, but you know what I do hate so much that I like it is the lady that eats the pickles. I hate it so bad, but I like it. Why
is
that?
That's shocking that you would like that.
Now, I don't want to like watch it extensively, but when I watch him, I'm mesmerized by her everything.
Is this like the OG pickle girl?
OG, OG, okay. OG, OG.
Because there's another, and I feel like you would like them because they used to be, not because they used to be North Carolinians, but they do, they either, maybe they currently live in North Carolina still. But it's a mom and daughter. So when they started her account, she was married and she made keto recipes because she was on this like weight loss journey and trying to like make things like, she would take recipes that were popular and like make them keto. Friendly. And then she would have her husband and daughter taste test them. So like, that's how I found the account. Like when she was doing that kind of content. Well, then she got divorced and now she like runs the account with her daughter. And it's been like years now, because I think it was COVID when I first found her.
4 years.
But so she runs the account with her daughter and they're like pickle queens. They get pickled everything and they have a whole pickle refrigerator in their house because they're both obsessed with pickles. But I don't know what it is. They eat all of the pickles with these long, I think they're like reptile feeding tongs. They're like this long.
Like a skewer?
Yeah. They're like this long and they like hold the pickle. They won't ever hold the pickles with their hands. They always use the tongs.
That is so sanitary.
But I don't know why it's visually so pleasing. They have the best crunch sounds and they try all these different pickles. Yeah. And they're just like, hold on. I'm going to find them for you. I'm going to pause this. Okay, Wendy's back and I found them. So it's Cook It Erica is the account. So hold on, I'm going to play one of the videos for the sound. You guys, I'm sorry if you don't like this. It's so satisfying. That's pickled Brussels sprouts.
Okay, this is not the kind I like. Oh, God. See, that's not the kind I like to listen to.
Oh.
The Big Daddy. That's not even pickled.
Look at your face. I could watch this.
Okay, so that's not the sounds that I love. What's wrong? Oh, your face was like what I felt. You were like, do you like that?
No, it's the mint in my mouth.
Oh. You're still eating. You damn chain eating.
I took a bite. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we need to call Mint Eaters Anonymous?
Yeah. No.
The MEA?
No.
All right.
Just going to pop another one.
Get it, girl.
I can't. That one's a little too spitty for me.
No. You want to get it like in the back of your throat. Do you have the mints in your shirt?
No, my nipple was turned under. Oh. I'm not wearing a bra. And when I sit, my stomach comes up. So my boobs curl under and then it pinches. I have
the pinch nipple.
I look like a breastfeeding orangutan when I sit down with no bra on. Stop. And the nipple just gets caught between the stomach and the boob and they're pierced.
Right.
So do you want to see?
You've shown me before.
You're welcome.
On my back porch. Do you not remember that?
No, I just remember being bamboozled on your back porch.
Oh my God. We need to do another one of those.
Sure don't. That's going to be a no.
The hot ones.
We did the hot ones. We need to do the other ones. Ooh.
Okay, ooh. But I don't know that I could eat boogers. I know for a fact I can't.
I'm pretty sure I have a box at my house. That will make
you
gag,
but scraping dog dookie off the floor on your finger won't make you gag?
Oh.
Really?
Girl, my day to day.
Oh, true, true, true. And you know what? I told Elaine, it takes special people to be able to do that. And I'm very thankful for that because one day somebody might have to wipe my butt.
I just want to make it very clear that that's not what my job is.
I was going to say, why don't you just give a quick rundown. What do you do?
I work at an agency for individuals on the spectrum, ages 7 to about 21, 22. I was a teaching assistant. Now I am a medical driver. So I work for the nursing department that is on campus. I make and schedule all of the individual's doctor's appointments, and I take them off campus to those set appointments.
Why are you always with your coworker, the man, the funny man that you aggravate the crap out of?
I'm always with Dan.
I know. I love Dan. I love Dan too.
I think it's one-sided.
He always does look aggravated, but I'm like, obviously y'all got a thing going. Like he knows, oh, no. Like he can totally go with you, but
he's 100% playing.
No, like, but I love him.
Playing a part.
He's one of my favorite people. He can dish it and he can take it. So Dan is another one of my coworkers. There are four of us who do it. And, Dan, I'm always with Dan because we're typically never alone. Because,
you're his backup, aren't you?
Like, no, he's my backup.
No, you're his.
No.
I was giving you a nod.
All right, thanks. God. I'm his backup. because it's typically not really safe to be alone with some of the kids.
I gotcha.
So that's why Dan and I are usually together.
We love Dan.
We love Dan.
We stand for Dan, and please get a shirt made that says that, and also play this episode for him the next time y'all are all together.
I am. Yeah, I'm going to do it as soon as I get back.
Yeah, we're the Dan Club.
All the time. He actually told me it was, I believe, New Year's Eve was it on a Sunday or a Saturday?
Oh, I don't think I went.
Whatever day it was, our last day of work.
I think it was a Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So on Friday was the last time we saw each other from that new year. And he looked me dead in the eyes and he said, Elaine, from the bottom of my heart, I hate you. and turned around and went about the rest of his damn day.
That is not where I thought that was going to go. But wow. All right.
And then when we get back, it's like, Dan, you missed me, right? And he's like, I sure didn't.
But y'all sound like really good friends. He does sound like he loves you.
She's like, he's the best. We're best friends. Yeah,
we're best friends.
We get along really good. He loves me so much.
I could call him right now he would answer.
Yeah, he'd bail you out of jail. That's how I always gauge people. I've never even been arrested, but I'm like, would they bail me out of jail? Do they have the money to bail me out of jail?
Yeah.
You gotta have a friend that can afford it and that'll
Correct.
Do it.
Correct.
Not everyone can. We're not all built the same.
No. I don't know what.
I was just about to call him.
Oh, we can get him out. We just got to tell him first thing he's being recorded.
He would fight. Because we work in a school building. So when I put him on my Instagram stories, I'm friends with the people that I work with on Instagram. So he'll walk down the halls and people will be like, Dan, I just saw you online. And I don't know why they say online, or maybe that's what Dan says.
That sounds
But
so
Dan comes
different.
To me and he goes,
that's such
why
boomer talk.
Are these people coming to me telling me that they see me in videos online?
On
and
the internet.
I said, well, that's because I post you.
Duh.
Tell him make him listen to this. Dan, we all know you.
We will
see you when you don't know you're being recorded.
Daniel.
Can he sue you for that?
He might.
He better not.
We're not showing any pictures of him. I'll see you on Thursday.
I'll find you.
Oh, God. Mm. Creepy.
I mean, that was the least creepy thing that just got said. Uh-oh. Now that's jogging a memory.
Dan does several things throughout the day that make me mad. That jogged a memory. There's one day he really just ticked me off. And he was grinding my gears. So he left. Mind you, Dan, without revealing my age and without revealing his age, Dan is 40 years older than me. 40.
Yeah.
So he left our office and he left his cell phone on his desk.
Uh-oh.
So I took his cell phone and I went to the bathroom and I recorded a ringtone. And his ringtone said, "Hello, Clarice."
No.
And
wait, you know his passcode?
So Dan thinks that he has to use his fingerprint to open it up.
Okay.
But it
you
doesn't.
Set him a passcode,
you could just
didn't you?
Slide it.
Oh.
And it opens. So
damn. He looks great for his age. I mean, obviously
he's
I don't
phenomenal.
Know. He looks for real.
He plays volleyball. He's gonna start doing pickleball. He works out all the time. He's very active. He's a good guy.
Dan.
You like Dan a lot.
We like Dan a lot, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Dan's a good man.
He is.
All right, next one.
Yes,
we ready?
Please.
Okay. So my father left our family when my sister and I were in second and sixth grade. Mm. He had an affair with his secretary at his business and left our family. At times we would not see him for over a year, or on Christmas, he would just show up expecting to be served dinner after months of no contact. My mother, being super passive, would always accommodate him to keep the peace. He was even her attorney when they got divorced. Not sure how that was allowed. As a child, waiting by the curb for him to pick me up for visitation and not showing up is a vivid memory. He refused to attend my sister's wedding because her husband to be wasn't Catholic. Needless to say, he never planned things out and was very irresponsible. These are just a few of the lowlights. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, he apparently fell ill and passed away. His second wife mentioned the funeral expenses, along with how my father and her were separated. She mentioned she had to use up to 2 weeks of vacation while he was sick and pay $20,000 for his funeral. He apparently had no money left, which I do believe. He also apparently didn't believe in cremation, part of why the funeral was so much. Catholics for a long time didn't believe in cremation, and he didn't want to do that. Now I have money, but paying for this isn't high on my list. I have young kids, and I feel the wife should have cremated him no matter what he wanted if money was an issue. Plus, in what sick and twisted world do I have to pay the lady he had an affair with, and or I can't get beyond that he didn't want to be cremated, but he wanted his son and daughter to pay for his funeral. Am I the asshole for not cutting her a check and paying for her vacation time?
No, he wasn't there for you and you're not there for him.
Yeah.
Cremate his album. I was going to say something mean, not mean. I don't know that guy. I was going to be like, burn his ass and, but not, don't do yeah. that. But no, you don't owe him. You don't owe him anything. And it does not matter. What did we just say?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's your dad. He was not there. You stood on the corner and waited for him. No, ma'am.
Family is just that. And like it, your family doesn't have to be blood and your blood don't have to be family.
And the only reason this woman is coming to you is because she has no money. She's never right. reached out to you before.
Or maybe she does have money, but because they were separated, she just doesn't feel like the obligation. It is her
obligation though, more than the kids.
Well, I
you
agree. Still,
he had more time with you.
Especially when you're a trifling hoe.
Right. You a home wrecker? No.
Trifling hoe. Trifling hoe.
Trifling widow is what she is.
Yeah. I understand why you, if you feel bad on some level, because he's the reason you're here. The sperm donor, I guess we can call him.
Sure. Seems appropriate.
But that's no obligation. There's no obligation for
you. You're allowed to feel bad because you have a heart and you're a person and you're compassionate. That does not mean you have to pay, especially, I'm not trying to be mean, but like she said, if money was an issue, you do not get a say so in that. I would never burden my child with my funeral arrangements. After I am gone, it's not going to matter. Right. I'm going to be meeting Jesus and Moses and partying with Peter. It doesn't matter what I get done. And I'm not going to put that on my kid, right. Especially somebody that I didn't even have a relationship with. Like, did he know? I wonder if he knew when he was dying, if he was broke. Because then if he knew and it was about to be put on her, shame on him.
Well, yeah. He had to have known that he was didn't have money.
Yeah, but I wonder if he thought. It sounds
like he's had a history of being really financially irresponsible, yeah. Which had to have been bad if he's an attorney.
Didn't she say he like kind of, it was sudden, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder though if he knew that the homegirl wasn't going to pay for his ex-wife or his whatever, separated wife was not going to pay for it.
I don't know.
Like, I wonder what his mindset was. Probably not that his daughter was going to have to pay for it. To be sure, he couldn't think that was going to be
a viable like a dick. Option. He yeah. sounds like an asshole. How sure are we that this was sudden? This could also be something that was said true. To get you to pay.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, right.
I just can't. And I like, obviously I'm not a parent, but even not a parent, just I can't imagine as I get older, not thinking ahead and planning for those things. Like right. I remember when my dad told me like 15 years ago, his plans for his passing, yeah. like he had everything. He had money set away for all the services. Like he had a trustee for his estate that was already set up that would know exactly what to do, like, or executor of yeah. these, whatever.
Well, most people have some type of will set up at an earlier age. A lot of people push for that now. True. When you get life insurance, you do that. But so like, your family doesn't
have the money, like have the money set aside. I can't imagine burdening somebody with that. And also, but I also have a weird thing with funerals. I don't think we need to have funerals.
No.
Funerals yeah. are fucking weird. And they're expensive. And I understand that some people want that. But I look at other cultures and how they handle mm-hmm. like death and like the passing like of loved ones. It's a
celebration of life. Yes. For sure.
It's not this like super over the top expensive. Not us being burning. Dramatic
in America, leaving the way, wheeling me into the front of the church for one more time. Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. I just like, I don't know. I don't want that.
People are like doing exactly that. Like I've had several clients lose, like they're in their 50s. Yeah. And one of my clients lost two friends back to back. The last one was a celebration of life. They all wore leopard and honored her. She was in California. And she was like, it was the best memory of a funeral I've ever had of anybody because her husband had an open bar. They had signature drinks of hers. They all wore leopard. They spoke about stories and memories of her. I'm like, that's what it should be. Right. My dad didn't want a funeral. He was a little bit vain. He didn't want people seeing him like, you know, like that. But also he was like, hey, it's a, my dad flat out said, it's a waste of money. I want to be cremated.
The person who's dead doesn't know you're spending all this money on them to do this. So like, do what's going to bring you closure, make you feel good. Is it sitting in a room with a bunch of people who you may or may not know crying over this person? And he don't feel
like he would have had a lot of people busting the door down to come in. No, like, let's be real. So even then,
I'd be like, if you want him to have a funeral, then you're going to have to find the money for it because I'm not paying for a funeral. I don't need a funeral for closure. So that's it.
Offer to pay for cremation. Yeah. Only.
Actually, that's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Yep.
Meet her in the middle.
Yep.
I like it.
Thank you.
Look at you.
No, yeah.
Giving the most sound advice.
When I listen to you guys do the Am I the Assholes, this should exclusively be me.
Oh.
Exclusively. Okay. Because
we can keep our mouth shut on the next one, I guess.
Yeah, for the record, I'm going to go through them quick, too. Like, we're going to need stories. I just can't wait for someone who is an asshole. I think for the record, I've only been like two where it's been like,
I might have to pull a couple more messages if we're going to be going through more. I only pulled a few.
Well, here's the thing. With your Am I the Assholes, you do give us, you the listeners, give us enough information to be able to make an informed decision.
Most of the time, yeah.
But I'm trying to be very unbiased. I'm trying to keep emotion out of it to make sure that you know if you are an actual dick or not.
You know what? I love how seriously you're taking this.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Let's go. Next one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, girl.
I'm ready.
All right. Hey, ladies, a little context. My husband and I have been happily married for 23 years. I have explicitly trusted him and never felt a need to snoop on his social media. We know each other's friends and family and have always had good communication, or at least I thought so, until yesterday. My computer was having an issue, so I was using my husband's. I'm always scrolling reels and TikTok, etc. when I'm in between projects during the day. So here I was doing my thing and I pop open his Facebook to scroll and I found something funny I wanted to send myself for later. I open his Messenger and send it to myself and lo and behold, there's a conversation with some woman I do not recognize. Obviously, this is suspicious and I am immediately going to snoop. Amen. I open the chat and start reading through it. Turns out it is over 2 years of conversations with this person that I, as his wife, do not know. Clearly, at least on my husband's end, all the interaction is platonic and it reads that way. He's clearly talking about me, etc. The woman's end is a mix of friendly and semi-flirty. My problem... Sorry, I choked on my own spit. My problem is there are lots of conversations that you would have with longtime trusted friends, some of which also references sensitive topics pertaining to myself and a really bad childhood that I don't discuss with anyone outside of my husband, along with general work, life, and interesting hobbies, topics, etc. As I go through, I find out he has known this person since he was a kid. She knows his family, went to the same school, church, etc. Clearly, she knows about me, our kid, his job, our pets, everything. Now, here is the problem. I know all of his friends, work colleagues, family. I had no idea this person even existed during our 23 years of marriage. Over 2 years of almost daily communication with what is some random woman to me. Of course, I lost my mind and immediately told him, full stop. Nope, she is gone 100%. I do not care how platonic it is or seems... how platonic it is or seems, or if she is
his best friend.
Why can I not speak?
Look, Elaine, I already warned you, girl. This is how it goes.
Oh my God. His best friend from birth, whatever. The fact that he had years worth of interactions and friendships with some woman and failed to ever even remotely mention it to me was an absolute deal breaker, and I expect her to be blocked and deleted because that is not acceptable to me. His response was, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel that way. She's just a friend. And he agreed that he would block her. Am I being unreasonable? I would like your perspective.
No, I don't think you're being unreasonable at all. I don't he chose not to tell you. He made a choice not to tell you. You've been together. You've been married for over 23 years. You've known him longer than 23 years since you've been married than 23 right. years. He made a choice not to tell you. I think saying to him, you need to block her and everything, that's it. I think that that's pretty harsh. I think you should find out why he didn't want to tell you.
That was going to be my thing. I don't think you're the asshole for that being your like knee-jerk reaction. Yeah. And I think it's actually good that he seemed like he understood and wasn't like giving you pushback on it. And it was quick to agree.
But that makes me nervous though.
But that's what I was going to say. Agree. Yeah. Because then it almost seems like he would sneak around. You don't just cut somebody off that meant obviously a lot to you overnight. Like is he going to sneak around?
She's been a friend since high school or before that, since they were young.
Yeah.
They only talk on Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. So that's not true. They have other forms of communication. You need to find out who she is, where she came from, why she's in the picture, and why he actively chose. This is why
I'd be cheated on.
Why he actively chose not to tell you about her.
Yeah, I agree.
That was a choice that he made.
That was where I was going.
Yeah, but I said it better.
Yeah, I mean, you did.
Ah! Well, good thing that you did this show.
Yeah, good thing you're on the payroll.
No, that would bother
me. Who invited this bitch? Get her off my show.
I feel like that would bother me the most that he didn't want to tell me. If it was nothing to be worried about, you would have it would have come up in conversation at some point. And also what would piss me right off is that you're telling her about me and like my private stuff.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. That would be
a breach of trust shit that would between get your me husband. Too. No, I don't play that. I'd be like pissed.
That would be the shit that would get me too. In my head, I don't think I would be asking my husband to block her.
Yeah.
I don't think you're the asshole for doing that. I probably wouldn't, but that would just open up a whole can of worms for me. I would not be able to move past the fact that there was a secret.
And
that's a lifelong secret.
Yeah. And there's like Elaine said, there's a reason, but I would never, and I have never, I'm never going to ask you to do something. You make that decision. I'm not going to tell you if you know if something bothers me or you know how I feel about something or it feels shady, whatever it is, that's on you. And the way that he would react would tell me everything I needed to know about the situation. If he willingly said, listen, I'm really sorry, I didn't tell you, whatever, it was nothing, but I understand this doesn't, whatever, I'm going to block her, you know, however he wanted to handle it. But telling someone to do it to me, just like you said, like doing it quick like that? No. Yeah. You don't go from talking to somebody every single day about deep, dark stuff and then blocking them. Yeah, right. You're talking. You're still talking. You don't cut somebody out like that.
And you just telling him to block her?
Makes him want to do it.
That also does not help you. You're not going to sleep well at night.
That's right.
You're going to think about that.
Well, because she's going to wonder why.
Yeah. Exactly. Getting to the
bottom of it. There
needs
to be more of a conversation behind it, but it's sketchy. You're not an asshole. You need to figure it out. You need to have a longer discussion.
We need answers. So if you could follow up with us too, it'd be great.
Thanks. Is this anonymous? Because if she's the one of the ones requesting me on Instagram, I'll accept it.
Not Elaine filtering through all the Alicias or whatever. That's not her name, but no. I mean, not her going through all the
things. I was going to say, Wendy, not her government name. Come on.
No, I learned my lesson.
Alicia
about 26
Smith?
Minutes ago.
Yeah. 26 minutes ago.
No, but really, is it anonymous?
Well, yeah, all the hotline stuff is anonymous.
Damn, not hotline. Always. Sometimes people use anonymous.
Don't tell people.
Okay. It's always anonymous.
It's always.
It's anonymous to us because we don't ever share anyway, but that's how you know you can trust us because we've never breached a name at all.
DMs, not anonymous, but like we still don't share. And people can truly vouch for that. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That shit is a vault. But hotline, I mean.
It's a number that comes through. I guess
we could
through.
Technically search for a phone number, but most people, it's cell phones.
We don't even hold up anything we're going to say. You think we're going to search for a freaking phone number?
No.
Doubtful. But.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Look, if you want to tell us who you are, and then we do a little follow, we'll get a group chat going.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Not a group chat. Anonymous hotline.
We'll include, Elaine.
Yes. Yeah.
Since she's the expert.
I am.
She is our subject matter expert. She's our SME. We have our. We should have literally we have our assistant and now we have an SME. We have a subject matter expert and y'all can call in and we can also have her.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll have to get you like a home setup so that the audio doesn't sound like calling in from a phone.
Done.
Okay, perfect.
It's a tax write-off or something.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Definitely. For who? For me or you?
I don't know. Our business.
I don't know. We're so good with our taxes.
I don't know. The business.
We should probably run that by our accountant first.
No, we're not good at our taxes. Our CPA is. Bless his heart.
Bless.
Hated. Heart. We're good now. We're on track.
I was kind of filling Elaine in on some of our the drama. You know,
oy honey, vey. Listen. Oy
talk. Vey. Speaking of lessons you should have learned,
man. You're not an asshole. But you need to have a very deep discussion with him about this.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the next one?
More than anything,
right? So I am pregnant with my first child.
An asshole.
What if that was your pregnancy announcement and you read it as an am I the asshole?
Get out of my fucking head. Because literally as I read those words, I was like,
if you had one, you would do
it. Is this Elaine?
No. As I was reading it, I was like, oh my God, what if I was telling them that I was pregnant right now? That's so funny that you would think that.
That is, but you're not.
I'm not. This isn't an announcement, but like.
That is so crazy. Girl, you better watch what you say about me and think about me because I freaking
she can read my mind.
I know. So if I'm salty with you one day, think about what you said.
Because I was
think about what you thought earlier.
I was thinking shitty things. Okay. So Spencer is not pregnant.
It is not a pregnancy announcement. There is not a rumor going around.
Yeah. There's always a rumor going around. About Spencer's uterus. Okay, so I am pregnant with my first child. It wasn't planned, but we are extremely happy. I discovered my pregnancy roughly 3 months after my friend had her first baby, and she was super excited for me, saying how awesome it would be to bond over motherhood and how our babies could be best friends. We've known each other for 5 years, and I can honestly say she's one of my closest friends, but that said, we've still had our spats. Recently, I've been getting really annoyed with her because she's been talking more about the negatives of parenting than the positives and insinuating that my husband, who is a godsend, I might add, will be the equivalent of a deadbeat that won't even know when to feed the baby or change a diaper. I wish you could see Elaine's face right now.
But also, that's your best friend. Excuse me? But go ahead.
There's a lot to unpack with this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hold on, I lost.
You can't have your own opinion. You can do it first, Elaine, but we have shit to say.
Okay. Insinuating who is a godsend will be the equivalent of a deadbeat that won't even know when to feed the baby or change diaper. She's saying all of this because these are things her partner does. She's told me he didn't feed her for 5 hours and that he wakes her all the time because he doesn't know how to soothe the baby. He's also left the baby unsupervised on the couch at least twice, and she's fallen off both times. She keeps telling me how hard it will be for me and how my husband will do the same things. I've gotten fed up with it, and it culminated into an argument of me telling her my husband isn't a deadbeat and actually cares enough to take baby classes and do his own research. My husband has been making me all kinds of nutritious meals, reading up on how to support me in labor and postpartum, reading up about things that are good for baby's development, and has been asking to spend more time with my sister's baby to have practice with diapers and feeding, etc. I told her about how he's doing all of this to prepare for the baby and said how my husband is already more involved in caring for me and our child than hers has been in their daughter's life thus far. I'm not saying our transition to parenthood will be perfect, but at least I can trust that he won't let the baby fall off the couch, never mind let something like that happen twice. She started crying, saying that I'm cruel and I'll understand when we are both sleep deprived, but she is not the only mother that I know, and her husband's carelessness with their baby is not in the norm from my experience. Am I the asshole for telling her off?
No. You shouldn't even be her friend.
That is a shit friend for real, for real.
Not a friend.
And then her gaslighting you
right
back and saying that it's you being,
No.
And listen, sleep deprivation, yes, it can tap into all kinds of emotions. That does not mean that you get to say whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. That's still a friend, a quote
and
friend.
And here's the thing, like I get, it's like women joke about men,
yeah,
right?
Of
like,
course.
About how men can't do things or men don't do things or they man look like whatever. It's kind of like a bonding thing with women, right? Like for better or for worse, we do that. We make jokes about how, that's not going to change after you get married. He's still not going to make the bed. Whatever.
But you're not like calling someone a deadbeat dad being like, oh,
right.
That's not a joke.
But to say like, to go to that extreme, like That's
well, she's projecting and it's making her feel better about her situation by putting it on someone else and hopefully feeling that it's reciprocated to make her feel better. Get them mints, girl. Just get them mints. Elaine, I've never seen someone so addicted to mints. But they have the Icebreakers duos. Look, we're about to get a sponsorship because girlfriend needs an IV drip of these mints. They sound so good.
Would you like one?
Yeah.
Well, you can't because y'all
Oh my God. I really did want one. I'll get it though. I don't know where them fingers have been. I'm just kidding. Actually, I do. Thank you. That's cool.
That's the problem.
Oh, actually.
You actually know where the fingers have been.
Okay. These are really good. Uh-huh. They almost like a berry on one side of them and they're like kind of cold in your mouth. I like it's a different color, pink. It's like a raspberry.
Okay. But I'll take your word for it.
But yeah, I feel like.
I'm sorry. Do you need a moment?
Is this your
I'm so sorry. First is this your time first time ever? In a studio?
No, but
what do I need to get for you?
My thighs don't fit.
Oh, the chair's a little snug.
Yeah, that's okay though. And I just put my legs out.
I had that one.
Those legs look like they support a maximum capacity of 75 pounds. The legs on that chair. I'm sorry. I'm done moving.
Okay.
A little ADHD.
It's okay. You're in good company. You know? Because usually can't finish a thought ever.
We're good.
It's true. Especially at this time.
The baby, the friend baby.
Yeah. I was going to say, what are your, you didn't really say anything. You were fumbling with everything.
There's nothing to say. You're not an asshole. Your friend is 100% asshole. A friend wouldn't say that to you. If you feel like that's out of the norm for her, you need to have a conversation with her and just be like, listen, you know, you said what you said. I said what I said. What's going on?
Yeah.
That's not how we speak to each other. What's going on? Or is that how you really feel?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way towards the man who's the father of my child?
Because sleep deprivation. No, I can't talk. You pass it to me. Get out of my head.
You're welcome.
Sleep deprivation is not an excuse to say what. That's like when people get drunk and they get anxiety because they're like, oh, I didn't mean to say that. No, that's exactly what you meant to say. You didn't mean to say it to me because now you know that there's consequences, but you said what you said for a reason.
Especially unprompted. Like it doesn't, you know, it seems like she's just saying this information, she's like bitter. She's warning her friend. Right. And it's like, okay, I actually didn't express to you that I was concerned about my husband. So
why are
you sharing this with me?
She's like, I have no red flags. Meanwhile, you're experiencing yours. No, listen, in 5 months when my baby's born, if I need to like, you know, bitch a little bit, then you pipe in and we'll reciprocate with each other. But no, you don't just say that to somebody that's pregnant. We have talked about this before. People on social media, let me just get on a little soapbox. People on social media, moms specifically, talking shit about their kids 24/7 to make content drive me freaking bonkers.
Yeah.
Yes, it is funny. Yes, kids drive you crazy. My kid included. But I don't make that my personality trait to be this mom that's like, oh my God, not the kids again. Then stop having them. If you feel that way about kids and aggravating the shit out of you, every single reel or whatever TikTok that you're posting out there. And I'm not saying, yes, there's certain things you can relate to, but when every single thing you post is complaining about your kid, I cannot stand our generation in doing that. It drives me crazy. Same thing in this situation. Homegirl ain't even had the baby yet. And you're already telling her all these bad things. When I was pregnant, as bad as I hated it, I never did tell people. Now when they're pregnant, I give them positive stories because nobody told me positive stories. They told me how terrible labor was going to be and how bad this, that, and the other was going to be.
Right.
No, it wasn't even that bad. So let me be the sounding board.
It's such a scary experience anyways, especially for first-time moms. But like, it's such a scary experience. Why are you just going to fill them with dread and anxiety about something that they're already nervous about experiencing?
Watch TikToks like I did before I went into labor thinking I was going to bleed to death. Like, do that. That's what I did. No, I really did. But but people told me, one thing that really pissed me off as a core memory, somebody goes, just go ahead and enjoy your body because it's never going to be like that again. And my client heard her. Oh, and it was somebody that worked in my building. And my client, I got a little like, I felt some kind of way about that because you already are out of your comfort zone. And I also don't think you should ever comment when someone's pregnant because you are very hormonal. And them thighs and ankles were like about to pop. And I looked at my client. She had 3 kids. She's like, Wendy, don't worry about what anyone tells you. She's like, you will do what your body's going to do. And it's a beautiful thing, but don't worry about when people tell you stuff like that. No. And I remember her telling me that. I remember where I stood and where she sat. And I think about her all the time because I'm like, people are jerks when you're pregnant. So telling your friend all this negative crap, ugh, I'm mad now. My blood pressure's up.
Last night, one of my friends was telling us about, she's pregnant. She was telling us about all the shit that she's experiencing at work. And I could not even believe the stuff she was telling us. I'm like, you think that like this is something you just hear about that doesn't actually ever happen? She's had numerous interactions where people have said totally inappropriate things, broken like HIPAA violations, like shared her, because you're pregnant, that's your private health information, right? Like obviously when you get further along, people can see it, but like saying it in a room full of people. One guy referred to her baby as a creature in front of a room of people. I was like, she was my mouth was literally hanging open. And it's like, I can't even believe that people are that fucking dumb.
Because people think they can say whatever they want. Just because you have an opinion, you don't have to share it.
Wild.
Everybody has an opinion. You don't have to tell everybody your opinion about every little thing. And that really does. I feel some kind of way about pregnancy and how people say stuff, do things. It pisses me off. I can't stand it. I really can't. Got me over here sweating.
Don't even tell people that you're pregnant.
Right. Just freaking.
Tell them you ate.
This is a burrito, baby.
Don't let anybody know your next move.
Don't.
Keep them on their toes.
Tell them you're a big buffet kind of gal. Mm-hmm. And tell them to suck it. Just wear a shirt that says, I love buffets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, actually, this is gas and it's a disorder. And I feel terrible.
Yeah.
God. And then watch them sink.
Ugh. All right, this is the last one I have.
Oh, oof. Bloody heck.
I know. Listen,
is it a good one? I hope they're the asshole.
Well, I guess you'll let us know.
I will.
Okay.
Let's go.
I have a 6-person girl group since college. Ugh. And that.
Sorry. Sorry.
Speaking of us judging people.
Oh, my God. And that
hey, that sigh of the breath though smelled so good.
Thank you.
Look, the mints, thank honey, you. Came in handy.
Okay, let me start over. I have a 6-person girl group since college, ages 37 to 39, and that includes one friend who I'll call Mary. We've been close throughout the years and have
not my mom's name.
Look, not Mary calling into the hotline.
We've been close throughout the years and have been at milestone events for each other. Mary just had a baby and is completely fitting the crazy new mom stereotype. In college, Mary has always been someone who had to make it known that she was unique slash different from the rest of us, which wasn't as draining then as it has become now. For starters, all the other women in our circle got married between the ages of 22 to 27, and we all have multiple children. So the five of us were able to experience those milestones alongside one another and got closer as we shared similar lifestyles. Mary was very adamant on not settling until her 30s because she wanted to travel and have different experiences, which we all supported. Regardless, she would continue to make comments about how she's so lucky, unlike us, because we're tied down with husbands and babies. I think this is where she grew resentment towards us because we were in different places in life and she was upset she couldn't have our group be similar to how it was in college. Then into our mid-30s, it became a whole saga of she's getting older and can't find a husband because all the, quote, good men are married or divorced with kids. When she finally did get married, many of us could not attend because it was a destination event and child-free as it was COVID. This caused a fight because she knew, because... I thought he was coming in. That was just Fisher in the background. That was your child ruining things. Way to go.
Sorry. I'm so sorry I have a kid. I'm sorry I'm a mom. I'm literally the worst person ever.
At least you're finally acknowledging it.
Sorry.
When she finally got married, many could not attend because it was a destination event and child-free during COVID. This caused a fight because she said how she was there for us during our weddings, but we couldn't put aside of a week for her. We had all told her how we wish we could, but it simply was not financially feasible and didn't logistically work with our kids. But she just refused to hear us out and was simply so inconsiderate about our lives and families, saying that we were horrible friends. Now, Mary just gave birth to her first child, and I was super excited for her. The only issue is that she moved from our state to a very remote place that's only accessible by a 6-hour car ride. Her baby is 6 months old, and none of us have been able to go up to visit her. I think I think she's been having a wrong idea of what a quote village is and has essentially demanded in our group chat that we come up for the holidays and help her because she's having a hard time adjusting to mom life. But this would entail we all take a week off, arrange childcare, figure out transportation, and book hotels during the holidays. It's gotten to the point where she's posting cryptic messages on Facebook bashing quote fake friends who won't be there for her. As much as I wish I could, I cannot physically support her in the way she needs me to in this stage of life. It would have been completely different if she still lived in our city and this was earlier in life when we had less commitments slash priorities. So I told her this and that if she was hoping for this big village and constant support, she should have thought about that when planning out her life because we can't all just pause our lives for her. Am I the asshole?
No. So I love this. I mean, unfortunately, no, you're not an asshole. I really wish you were because that would have made my day. I'm not sure an asshole.
I can dig through and find one.
Find
but
an asshole.
I love how this kind of circles back to the first one. Mary.
Quote.
Air bunnies.
Yeah.
That's narcissism. Mm-hmm. Mary telling you and your friend group that she supported all of you guys. You don't invite somebody to your wedding hoping that they'll come because you went to theirs. That's not what you do. And quite frankly, I think that you and Mary kind of drifted a little while ago. It doesn't really sound like you're that fond of Mary anymore. I think that you're doing this because your friendship has been going on for a while.
History,
I think
yeah.
you have history. I think you're trying to salvage it. I don't think Mary is intentionally bad. I don't think that she does these things on purpose. And I think that that's what you think, but you're right in the sake where you have you're right in the sense where everybody has families now and you're just in different levels of your lives. You can't put everything on hold to help Mary raise her baby. You're not an asshole for not being able to help her. Mm-mm. The end.
Mary should have had a little lamb because she wouldn't be in this situation. First of all, but don't you hate when people, when you outgrow a friendship or
Can
a situation?
You grabbing your mic.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
We have rules in the
studio. She was really caressing that stand. It was all I could hear.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not the thunderstorm.
It's okay.
Don't you hate when people, when they're not going through, I have a friend like this and we're not friends anymore because I definitely think I outgrew this friendship. And around my wedding, she did the same type of thing. You shit all over where somebody's going through, like what they're doing because you're mm-hmm. jealous. It's jealousy.
Yeah.
And because you're not experiencing what all the other people are. And that's okay. I was one of the later ones to get married in my friend group like that. Like they were all having kids. And when I had my first, they were having their second and thirds. Fine. I never made them feel guilty, nor should anybody make someone feel guilty if you're not in that same like spot in life. But because you're jealous, don't make other people feel bad because they're married and having kids. And then when it's your turn, it's like the saying, like mm-hmm. clap for other people. So when it's your turn, they'll clap for you. Do you really think your friends would want to like support you through all the, when you were that way?
Let's be honest. It doesn't sound like Mary was part of the village for everybody else. So why do you just automatically expect that everybody is
going to. Because now she's going through it. And so now she wants people.
About her.
Yeah. Like you said, narcissism at its best. Like, now that you're going through it and you see what it's like after you'd have moved out of the dang city and now you want people to drop what they're doing and bend over backwards. No, Mary, welcome to parenthood, biatch. Well,
and you always hear like people that go through things or have experiences or struggles or whatever. It's like, it's never like somebody else's experience. You're never going to be able to understand that to 100%. So like something's not a big deal until it happens to you. Yeah. And then you're like, oh shit. You know,
this is what it was.
This is one of those situations.
Yeah. But in that situation, Mary should come to her friends and say, you know what, y'all, I'm so sorry that I was not there for y'all.
I realize the way how hard it is now. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Exactly. Exactly that. She should own up to not being there for her friends because like, it sounds like she wasn't. Be like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize what it was like. I can't believe I was so selfish. Make a little joke about it. Like, it's okay, Mary.
But Mary is claiming that she was there and now it's their time to step up to be there for her. her. And as soon as somebody says that to me, if somebody is under the impression that if they do something for me, I'm going to do the same thing back for them, they're very wrong. I do something. Well,
they have misinterpreted pieces then, because yes, if right. her friend is literally saying she made it harder to do stuff and making jokes,
yeah,
you're not being there for your friend.
And like no. the cryptic, like,
oh God,
passive aggressive
social media post,
fake friend.
Get out of here.
Anybody that would ever right. do that. Never get happened to
out
us.
Of here with that.
But like,
yeah,
that is, you are pushing 40. Girl,
you're pushing
in the
40.
High school, what are you, is that doing?
If you notice that she's posting these things on Facebook, if you don't call it out,
well, that's just it. You're letting her
say
get away
something
with it.
To yeah. her. Yeah. Communication and narcissism.
Listen,
that's what these
John
are
Mayer
about. And that's what they're coming down to.
Say what you
well,
need
I did.
To say.
I did dig in. I did find one that got missed.
Stop it. Uh-oh.
So
stop it. Can I touch this one more time?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Bring it up.
I think this one's gonna ruffle feathers.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Elaine's specifically.
All right. Okay. My friend, I'm gonna leave out the name.
No, just say it. I've already said everyone else's. All right.
Just say the government name.
She sounds like Amanda.
Okay. My friend Amanda is obese. Not morbid.
Elaine has quit.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You and your orangutan titties are ready.
Untuck them and let's go.
Untuck them. We ride at dawn.
We ride at dawn.
Untuck them and let's go.
Amanda's obese. Okay. All right. So is Elaine. Let's go.
Wait. My friend Amanda is obese. Not morbidly, but she's around 180 pounds at 5'4". That's obese in a concerning way. Usually, I let people live their... Elaine, I can't even look at you. I have to put up blinders. Usually, I let people live their lives, but this is my best friend. Yeah, sounds like it. And I want the best for her health. I have asked her to join me at the gym multiple times, but she always says no, that she wants to hang out with her boyfriend. She's complacent because her boyfriend is an attractive man who has muscles and all that jazz. I don't know how he became attracted to her, but I'm worried she will just think she can be fat and not have to worry about all of her weight, which eventually is going to have major health consequences. Over the months, it's become worrying because I see her eating more and more and gaining more weight. Here's where I may be the asshole. We were hanging out at the park. I literally have to pull. We were hanging out at the park near the mall, and Amanda was joking around with her boyfriend. They both started running across the park until she got tired and she tripped. They were both like, oopsie, and laughed. But I took the opportunity to say, haha, this is why I keep asking you to come to the gym with me. If you exercise more, you might not trip and fall. I meant to say it as a joke, and Amanda said that she has had enough of my comments, cussed me out, and told me that I was an asshole. Her boyfriend also called me an asshole. I don't really understand because my heart is in the right place and I think I have good intentions. She just kind of said, the rest is not important. Am I the asshole?
Huh. Mm.
First of all, I'm amazed that somebody would write this out and not read it through. I mean, sorry, girl.
Okay.
Sorry. The fact that somebody POV, could write this yeah. out and not literally hear the problem is shocking.
Okay, before,
you have the floor.
Before saying if you are the asshole or not, I really just kind of want to dissect this. 100, I fucking wish I was 180 pounds. I wish. I am technically morbidly obese. In my doctor's notes, say morbidly obese. You're an asshole. Let me tell you why.
She's like, you know what? Let's fast forward. Yeah.
I do agree that your heart is in the right place. I do agree I've had concerns with friends and weight before, and I think that's a real issue. And I have concerns for my own weight. I also have a boyfriend who's very handsome and muscular. And I think people would see him at the gym and be like, wow, he's really with her. But yeah, he is, bitch. And I think there's a very specific way to approach it besides just saying to her, let's go to the gym. I think you need to say to her, listen, I'm concerned because of this. I want what's best for you the same way I want what's best for me. And, but if she's also expressed to you that she's happy, you should probably shut the fuck up.
Yeah. But like my thing is she, you're saying, okay, I'm so concerned for her health. She's obese, but not morbidly, whatever. Is she having health consequences that can be correlated to her weight?
Correct.
Because if she was, then sure, like as your friend, like I think
yeah.
If they're having health issues
yeah.
and it's directly correlated to their weight and you're not seeing that person do any active steps to better themselves, to improve their health, fine.
Yeah.
Then you're concerned about their health. But if you are just seeing that your friend is like heavier and they're not having any issues, that doesn't mean that your friend is unhealthy.
Right. And that she's happy. But also, like, I don't think your heart is in the right place. If you laughed at her when she tripped and you took that as an opportunity to be like, I told you.
Right. Are you just living your life, spending all your time with your friend, waiting for a moment to cut her down?
And that's exactly what I was going to say. It's like you're waiting, watching somebody to fall, literally to fall on their face, to be like, I told you, that's why you should come. First of all, that's not being a good friend because you're not looking out for my best interest. And like you said, if you're happy and you're healthy, it doesn't matter. You can be skinny fat. That doesn't matter.
Right.
So to overstep, what are you, a doctor? Probably not. No. Like right. If you're not a doctor and you're not doing it. And like you said, there's a way to approach that.
There's a way to approach things.
And it's not by, let's go to the gym because I think, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know.
And it's not weight, in front of other people.
I'm sorry. Weight does not directly correlate to health.
No.
There are skinny people who are very unhealthy.
Correct.
Yep. There are moderate bodied people who are very unhealthy. There are heavy people that are unhealthy. There are also people in all those body types that are healthy.
Right. Bitch, if you saw what Wendy just scarfed down for dinner before, not nutritious.
Oh my God,
all.
It
was microwaved
pot stickers.
I mean, it wasn't like balanced with, you know, proper macros, but it was fine.
Listen, we eat what we want.
That was probably 300 calories.
And not for nothing too, your obese friend, at least she ran. My friends won't catch me dead running. The only people that I see tripping are skinny bitches. I've never seen a fat bitch trip because I've never seen a fat bitch run.
Also, if you've never struggled with your weight,
shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
And
you don't get to have
You and I have talked about this before because I think it doesn't matter what body you're in. I don't like weight talk from people at all. Like we have talked specifically about this. It's like, don't even judge somebody based on what somebody looks like.
Right.
Because like you said, you don't know health what people are sick all the time that are skinny. People are sick all the time that are bigger. Like it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I feel like friendship, unless you know somebody like inside and out, you would know the way to approach that situation.
Yeah.
I would be questioning my friends if they were coming at me sideways like that, talking about
you're
laughing at me.
She's even hanging out with you.
I hope you. Yeah. I hope she rode with you and you left her there.
Mm-hmm. I hope you write us. Oh, us.
Welcome to the show. Yeah.
You are the
SMEE Lane.
We're gonna get you an email.
Get me an email,
Smilane.
Please,
Smilady.
Ooh, excuse me. Give us all the 1-star reviews you can.
Oh God, don't say that. People do it sometimes. Like don't do that.
We don't want those people.
We do not want them to give us 1-star reviews. They've done that before.
No, this.
I was like, Elaine, you can't say that.
No, not for everyone.
This experience that in the past.
And now.
Just this person. Do you know?
Just this person.
I know you know. Do you know who Scotty McCarville is and Alicia McCarville? Yes.
Yeah.
They're a perfect example of this. The amount, and she handles it like in stride beautifully. It's because
she has a sense of humor though, and she plays in like she, I love how she'll blast somebody, but like classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she don't care.
But they're a perfect example. If you don't know, well, he's also going to be in March Madness. Not that I'm just out here plugging Madness.
Not you dropping the plugs on accident.
But they're a perfect example of this. Like it is possible to exist in one body and be with a partner who might not be in like the society norms with of another body.
Yeah.
And it's
because it's possible to like who your partner is.
Eventually,
from a personality
we're all
going to
be a wrinkly bag of bones. Right. It ain't going to matter what you fucking
you're
going to
look like a raisin. You better make me laugh.
Right.
Like, that is perfect. God forbid you actually like your partner and that they're funny and they have a good personality and like all the things.
And bodies change. Sorry, you're going to be fucking ugly forever. Well, you're going to have an ugly soul forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alicia specifically talks about that. And she talks about how she starved herself and she was trying to be super fit and it was horrible for her. Mm-hmm. And I love that she's so vocal on her blog. And guess what? He stayed with her. He's happy with her. And they have very spicy photos. Like they're not lacking in any department.
No, they know.
They're probably healthier sex life wise than most people out here anyway.
And also big people can move their bodies and stay big. Like our bodies are all different. Like you literally cannot look at somebody and know what they do and don't do, what they eat and don't eat, what their health is like. You cannot physically look at somebody and tell.
Right.
What,
if you're not walking around with a blood pressure machine, then shut up.
Yeah.
My mom walks around with a blood pressure machine.
Well, then Mary can talk. Mary can judge people then if she takes people's, what's it called? Their workups.
The cuff?
Yeah. But what's it called? Like when they work you up at the doctor's office, their vitals. If you're not taking people's vitals, then shut your mouth about who's healthy and who's not. Because sometimes I have really high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And on the other side of that, I was just going to say, it's not just making assumptions about heavy people. People make assumptions about light people too. Because you and I have had this conversation because you're a naturally thin person, right? But you still have insecurities with your body and things like that. And it's like, you're allowed to have those and not be immediately shut down or poo-pooed on because you're small.
Right.
Like,
but I will say, like, you and I have had those conversations and I've told you, like, I appreciate that I don't feel like I can't talk to you about those because in a friendship, you should be able to. I should be able to come to you and say, God, I feel whatever. And you might be like, shut up, skinny bitch. Like, and we joke, but
jokingly, I would never dismiss your feelings.
But that's what I was going to say. Yeah. We can joke about it, but then you really do let me like express what I feel. Like you will like talk to me about that. And I appreciate that because so many people won't do that. They'll look at you and be like, well, if only blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
I hate that too.
I'd love to look like you.
Right.
Shut up.
Because we all have somebody that we would rather look like. That's how we're built.
I'd like to look like me 15 years ago and I still fucking hated my body then. So.
But like I said, you and I have had this conversation and I love that you and I can talk to each other about that kind of stuff. And neither one of us feels like we're being judged or that it's discredited or dismissed from it. Like, you're allowed to feel some kind of way. And if you have a friend that you're genuinely worried about, you better figure out a way to say it and not come at them and laugh when they fall.
Because I'm not, and
I fall all the time.
Just like I said, you'll never catch me running.
The margaritas make me do
especially because like, I do think it's okay to have concerns about your friends,
Oh my God, of course.
Especially if I had a friend that was doing drugs, I'm not going to ignore that and be like, if somebody is doing something that is giving you actual cause for concern.
Yeah.
And you can certainly have those conversations and be concerned. There is a way to go about it. And this clearly is not it.
Anything in life. Like think about any problem that someone has. If your friend was drinking all the time, would you go to them and be like, hey, you better stay out of the bar, Maria? No, you would talk to them. I don't know why I did that. That was weird.
not Maria.
Not Maria at the old bar down the road.
Maria.
She reminded me of a story. Santana was, they were popping at one point. They had one song, right?
Santana
I thought it was a band.
Santana is.
He's a man, but there's a band.
He's a man with a band.
He's plays the guitar.
Okay, Santana fandom. Wait. My bad.
Wait until she finds out I like Nickelback too.
I love. Hey, listen, I'll get down with some damn Nickelback.
Ooh, oh my God.
I like Nickelback.
Look at this photograph.
Listen, the reason I like Nickelback is because we both sound like we eat cigarettes, and I'm down with it. I'm not mad about it. Oh my God, I was going to say something about not Santana. Maria. Oh, the other day. Do you know what BAR stands for? Speaking of alcoholics, BAR, B-A-R.
Oh, I read that somewhere.
Me too. I forgot. Do you remember? I do remember.
She was actually asking.
Look, I do remember that it was interesting, but it was like beverage and
restaurant.
Was it that? Mm. No, refreshments.
I thought it was beer and.
Oh, it is beer and refreshments.
Maybe. Look it up. I'm going to Google it. Keep going.
Okay. Not because it's a physical
bar. I read that and I was like, but a physical bar has to be, why is it called a bar? Because the lawyers also take a bar exam.
That you take your order
So
at.
The word bar stands for beer and alcohol room.
Oh yeah, that was what it was. How clever.
How clever.
Who knew? Besides the beer bar guy.
How clever.
How neat was that?
Speaking of alcohol, did I tell you about the postcard that I found antiquing?
No.
Okay, so not really a postcard.
Okay.
But it is a postcard. So anyways, long story. I'm making some art for a gallery wall, and I found these old postcards. I was like, they're so cool. Well, one of them that I found when we went the other day, it's from 1905.
Oh, literally, what a great year.
Today, March 24th, 1905 is when it was. So today, it's 119 years old, this card.
Oh my God.
And it's like perfect condition. So on one side, it says like it's to a brewery.
Uh-huh.
And then on the other side, it's the order. Like you ordered X number of baubles of beer and like where you sent it. And then you mailed the postcard.
Oh my God. By the time you got your drink, it would have been so, I wouldn't even wanted to drink.
You're planning out your drink schedule weeks in advance.
Not you planning happy hour 3 weeks ahead.
Yeah. Months.
But isn't that so cool?
That's so cool. So upstairs, when y'all go play with Fisher, cause y'all promised him.
she's like, your prisoners here.
Like, Elaine was like, I've been with him all day. I'm done.
We did. This is a long episode. But we promised.
Yeah. Well, I have postcards up there from old North Carolina, and they're wild to read. I just got them out of my attic the other day, but they're really cool to read that. Like, people legit used to send postcards. What?
I know.
They were bored? What?
But so some of these postcards that I found are like, they're so funny.
Yeah.
Because I was like reading them. I wanted them to be actually like interesting because whatever. But one of them is like a mill on the other side. And it's like, oh, this is
a story of a girl. The story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. Why she looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her when she smiles. Why are we raw? We are like rot tonight. Santana, Nickelback, the people that sang Story of a Girl. Who was that?
Story of the Year.
That's who sang it?
Story of the Year? Hold on.
It seems very egregious to sing.
I don't know. But anyways, she's like, this is the mill that so-and-so works at. I haven't heard from blah, 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 and I hope I never will. That's literally on the postcard.
How are you going to be so savage funny on a postcard? If I so lived funny back in 1905, I would have sent savage postcards. I'd be like, you know what? I know what you did last summer. That's how it all started.
Yeah.
I know what you did that summer. And I will tell people. I'm mailing out postcards right now and telling them what you did.
I love it.
Imagine the stress.
9 days. 9 days is the band that sings. This is a story.
That is
a
one
girl.
Hit wonder if I've ever heard of it.
I haven't even ever heard of that. I don't even think they told who sang that when it came on.
It was just a secret.
But also back in the day, they're like Pink Flowers. What do you want to call your band? I don't know. The Rusty W's?
The Wallflowers.
Oh man, that was another. With one headlights. TRL used to have all these going.
Hey, hey. Come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. It's got to be something better than in a little. Me and Cinderella, we'll put it all together. We can drive it home with one headlight.
You'll get a ticket for that. I got pulled. So don't do that.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, right. I think that this is the end. Elaine.
Oh, it's the end.
Spencer.
Thank you so much for being our subject matter expert.
Thank you for letting us on your show.
You're welcome.
With all of these Am I the Assholes. Do you have any parting words for the audience or the people that wrote the submission?
For the bitch that said she had an obese friend?
Yeah, sure. Any and all of the above.
I'm still in the process of going through my friend requests on Instagram. So if you can just bear with me, I promise I will get you guys as soon as possible. And I hope to be back soon reading some Am I the Assholes.
That was really lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want a little ASMR or?
We have had so much, but you might as well. hit us with something else. Whisper goodbye. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I can't wait until I can come back again to see you guys. Have a great night. I'm going to go play basketball with the Fisher. Thank you guys.
Okay, but you actually have a good voice for that. Your enunciations are nice.
We're going to have to come up with a business plan. Okay, don't forget to vote for March Madness. March Madness merch available. Love you, Mina. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.